für Radio Dreiklanz aktuelle Berichterstattung spenden.
500 Soli-Abos sichern das Online-Angebot und Beiträge wie diesen.
So, merhaba, Rula.
Merhaba.
Now we want to talk a little bit about the actual situation in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us something?
Yeah, I can tell a lot, but I will just be in something. Because I am Syrian, of course, and I follow the news, my family, my friends there. It's my homeland, of course. So after 9 months, the violence against civilian, it's continue. And yesterday was the first time that Syrian people against regime, of course, that they make strike, hunger and work. And it was very successful in some places, but in other places the army forced people to go to open shops and to go to the work and to make a normal life in the street.
But stop, I try to make a translation.
Yeah.
Also gestern war das erste Mal, dass in Syrien nach 9 Monaten der Gewalt, dass die Regimegegnerinnen einen Hunger- und Arbeitsstreik gemacht haben. Und in manchen Gegenden war es erfolgreich, aber in anderen Gegenden hat das Militär die Leute gezwungen, die Läden aufzumachen.
Yeah, and the people, the number of the people who had killed till this moment, that they are 4,000 people, including 307 children, and more than 10,000 people had been arrested.
Also in the last 9 months?
Yes.
How many people were killed?
4,000 people.
Oh je. In den letzten 9 Monaten wurden in Syrien 4.000 Menschen umgebracht und darunter 307 Kinder.
Ja, and 10,000 people had been arrested.
Und Zehntausende wurden inhaftiert.
Ja, yeah. And still there is no no one opinion about who the authority against the regime, as in August established the national Syrian National Council in Istanbul, but still not all people believe in it because, yeah, they don't know the persons who in the council, and they have a lot of a question that they really want to believe that there is another choice, either of Bashar al-Assad, because they just. Since 40 years, they just know that there is one family control Syria, the father and now the son.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to people to get to hold people in Syria to get involved because they don't experience two choices. They just have one choice to follow
to accept
under
the regime.
Yeah. Mm.
If I get it right,
yeah.
There's a council in Istanbul.
Established in Istanbul, but now the members is in different country, but out of Syria, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, es gibt den Versuch einer Exilregierung. Is it right? It's a kind of government, exile government, it's not so accepted. You said
yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's the first authority faced at the regime as a Syrian authority, you know.
Also sie versuchen dem Regime etwas entgegenzusetzen und haben in Istanbul eine Exilregierung installiert von Leuten aus Syrien, die aber nicht unbedingt in Istanbul sind, sondern auch in anderen Ländern.
Ja.
Und Rula hat noch erzählt, dass die Leute in Syrien nicht gewöhnt sind, eine Wahl zu haben. Sie sind halt gewöhnt, dass seit 40 Jahren da dieses Regime ist und yeah, this is new. To have a choice is new for the people in Syria.
Yeah, it's very new that people can go outside to demonstrate, to express themselves in public. So it means a lot, and a lot of the people, because it really happens for the first time since 40 years. So it will take time till this regime gone. We know that maybe kind of civil war will happen in some cities, like what happened today in Homs. It's the third big city in Syria. But I think, in my opinion, people are prepared to any cost. Just they want to be freedom. They want to change to democracy.
Also für die Leute in Syrien ist es sehr neu, auf die Straße gehen zu können und demonstrieren zu können. Und I don't really get the translation. I'm sorry. It was a little bit too much. Can you repeat?
Yeah, the very important point that I want to say that it's very important to Syrian people that they get out and they express themselves in public. And they really want freedom from this kind of dictator regime and to change to a democracy. So they know that mm-hmm. they will pay lives yeah. to get it.
Also für die syrischen People, Leute, Menschen, ist es sehr wichtig, auf die Straße gehen zu können und sich ausdrücken zu können. Und sie wollen gerne das Regime abschaffen und hin zu Demokratie.
Yeah.
Und sie würden ihr Leben, they want to give their life for this
yeah,
change.
For new generation to come.
Sie, yeah. Genau, sie wollen ihr Leben dafür geben, dass eine neue Generation der Demokratie kommt.
Ja. Yeah.